there are some agencies around town who have done an excellent job of this over the years, and what we find is they're seeing the kind of improvements that we'd hoped for. Our independent review by an external CPA firm said that if we could implement this for 80% of the invoices in just 80% of the agencies, so now you're down to a lesser group, we could save $450 million a year annually over the cost of submitting invoices.
And the issue with the invoices, is that the lack of standardization or just the all different kinds of processes that are across government?
Right, exactly. So what we're trying to do is gain some consistency to that and publish an invoice standard. So there would be a standard invoice that would be acceptable to any agency. This doesn't relieve the vendor from the burden of making sure the agency has whatever they need to actually accept that invoice in the long end, so the acceptance process doesn't change. But it does revolutionize the invoice submission process itself.
What I've heard from financial management and from other places through the line of business effort that was under the Bush administration and has continued is that when you get down to brass tacks, there's really 80% of what everybody does is about the same. It's that other 20% is what's most difficult. Is that what you're finding around invoicing as well?
Oh, I think you're going to find in the 12-step process here that that's pretty consistent. You know, we all like to think we're unique, and we tend to be unique, but we're unique at the margins. In fact, the core processing activity of a lot of federal actions are pretty consistent. Let me go through the rest of the list for you. The second one is accounting systems in a cloud. We have 49 instances of major accounting systems in the United States government being operated, but there are really only just a handful of actual systems. It's just agencies operating a slight variety on their systems. So far, we've been successful at trying to get a couple of contractors, a couple of providers to provide their services in a cloud, then the agency can use the exact same copy of a software, use it as they want, don't need to own the system to own the data. Best example of this is ARC, who is Treasury's cross-service provider. They have a simplistic version of Oracle, great product for an agency who can deal with that version, and they have about 30 agencies currently on that version. They can use the same instance of Oracle and configure their input and output the way they need it. So we'd like to see more of that. We'd like to see all the major providers offering their services in a cloud so agencies can make the best use of it.
I have to ask the obvious question. How is this different from what was tried before with the shared service providers and the financial management line of business?
In this case, we're trying to come down to a single instance, maybe not operated by the agency themselves or by the shared service center, maybe operated by a vendor. In ARC's case, it's actually Oracle on demand.
Go ahead through the next step. Give us two, give us the next four.
These are the quick six, as we like to call them, because people can start this process at any point in time. Third one is intergovernmental transactions. Long a plague to anybody who's a CFO. We need to resolve the process of intergovernmentals. This doesn't necessarily look like it would save a lot of money, but we estimated through surveying that people spend $70 million a year reconciling transactions between agencies. So strong push this year to find resolutions to intergovernmental. Not as hard as we thought. To break into two big groups. One is transactional. Deep dive into the data showed that just by altering some definitions and some rules about how agencies deal with each other, we can solve 90% of everything except buy-sell. Buy-sell is volumetric, millions of transactions. We need a way to do that. If you think about a buy-sell transaction as nothing more than a purchase and a sale, then maybe that IPP invoice portal could be used just by agencies, and we can solve buy-sell. Next one in the list is consolidating accounts receivable. Boy, it's really plagued the federal government for a long time. Lots of agencies, lots of receivables, lots of people trying to collect. We're looking at pilots to try to see who has the best experience doing accounts receivable and does it make sense to consolidate our bills into those sites or that site, if we could find the perfect one, and use that to collect everybody's bills once a bill is issued. Next one in the list, NTDOs. 35 places around the federal government other than Treasury are Treasury authorized disbursement agents. So it's those people have been authorized for sometimes many, 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 many years at this point to disburse payments themselves. Great idea, great reason, all well justified. Technology has seemed to help. And so a study is being conducted of those NTDOs to see which ones really no longer need to be disbursement agents on their own and try to consolidate that one down. Last one in that first list is benchmarking. boy, we see lots of examples by just benchmarking people against each other or benchmarking those cross-service providers to agencies who are looking for services. We could find ways to lower costs. You'd be surprised when you tell a CFO where they rank versus this other agencies, how hard they'll work to figure out why their costs are higher or lower.
Where are we with these six? I mean, are these all in some form of some steps forward or some a little further than others? Obviously, invoicing is making more progress than maybe some other ones. Give me a sense of where things are heading over the next, you know, 3, 6, 9 months.
A lot of these are not new. We've been blessed by having some of these things piloted by certain agencies with degrees of success and failure. Learn from the successes. What we're doing now is picking those instances where it works well, spreading that across agencies. Lots of people working on cost savings in their silo. These are things that would cross those silos in sort of a plane and share the technology. Cloud computing. Have had interest from all three of the major providers. As I said, ARC has moved theirs to a cloud operation. You've heard Labor talk about their cloud. So we've got a couple good examples to see how that works. Intergovernmental, lots going to come out on this one in this year. Just the deep dive into the data revealed lots of easy wins on this one. So you'll see lots of collections and lots of changes on that one. NTDOs, this is a hard one. People feel passionate about their disbursement authority, and many are. And correctly so. So the dive into who should and who shouldn't any longer be an NTDO is going to be a hard one for Treasury. Finally, benchmarking. The CFO Council, who incidentally is the sponsor of OFIT, actually took on the first couple steps of benchmarking this past year. They picked a couple of areas and they've collected some rather deep data into it. I think the benchmarking initiative is thinking more about just a series of high-level goals and then benchmarking things against that, like how much effort or how much does it cost your agency to process an invoice versus another agency. So maybe 12 points there of just things you'd want to compare yourself against others.